presentation.
Alrighty, and welcome to the Thursday edition of News Talk 1350 KSRO, Ask the Expert, and Dr. Walter Tom. We do this every...
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry. We were just having technical difficulties with my headphones, and I was getting confused, which is, you know, it's not that hard to get me confused. Anyway, welcome to the broadcast today. We are KSRO. I'm Robin Berardini. We are welcoming Dr. Walter Tom, who is the medical director of the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers in Santa Rosa, Maui, Napa. Remember them at drwaltertom.com, laserandvein.com. We are streaming live. We're waving now to our Facebook friends for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center. So if you check that out now so you can tune in. Can I just do a little intro? So just to
Absolutely. Introduce not Robin, everybody, you go for it.
I know that lots of people know who you are, but let's bring everybody up to speed. Dr. Walter Tom, strongly believing in education, featured here on Ask the Expert for over 10 years, over double digits, sharing your passion for education, training, professionalism internationally, nationally, immediate past president of the California Academy of Cosmetic Surgery, proud diplomat of the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery for many, many, many years. Dr. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Robin. Great to be here. Wonderful summer day here in Sonoma
gracious.
County, in Napa County.
I know. I woke up and I just thought, we live in such a beautiful area, and I was very grateful.
So lucky. I love living here.
So I was excited because I got this little shkabobber, you know, on one of the digital shkabobbers that we have nowadays.
Okay.
And it said, please vote for Dr. Walter Tom in the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center for the best, you know, the PD's best of. And the Reader's Choice. This is a Reader's Choice Award. Is that correct?
It is. And we're honored. It's the Press Democrat Sonoma, Best of Sonoma. And they have multiple categories. And you kind of got to go through and different and even different sections within there. And then we're in real life. And we had a surprise. So we were hopeful that we would again be nominated for Best Cosmetic Surgeon. Or guess, and I like to say instead of me as Best Cosmetic Surgeon, really Best Cosmetic Surgery Office. Because
indeed.
It's really the full product. It's our team that I'm so proud of that helps to make us who we are. But we also got nominated for Best Esthetician.
Oh my goodness!
Right, so you didn't know that. So we were very fortunate, and Haley, who is our medical esthetician, is great, and we've had great estheticians in the past who have helped us, like Dee Collins, and it's been really super. But once again, because it's not about the individual, it's about the team. It's the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers.
That's right.
And so we're very proud, and so we hope that you will vote for us on the Press Democrats. You have to get in there, find us under Real Life, vote for us, and hopefully we'll be able to take home another win.
We hope so too. You know, well-deserved past years, because you have won in the past historically, thanks to our listeners, readers, and voters, and we can't do that all without you, so thank you for being a participant. But, you know, and like you said, you know, it is about the homogeneity of the team and taking care of your patients and their specific needs. And I think, if I may say so, you do that very well, and you do it with grace and integrity, and it's wonderful to really see.
Well, I appreciate that. That's very nice of you to say that. You know, we try. It's actually now, it's interesting. I met with my business consultant, Kelly Walker, this morning, and we kind of talk about where we're going. And, of course, some of it's about finances and the business of doing business, but we also talk about life goals and so forth. And just as I'm one of the aging baby boomers, a real big part of that is how we mentor. And that's mentorship's really important to me. I've been successful in part because of the people who have mentored me. And so we're at that kind of stage where you want to give back, and it's really trying to create a community. So we create, so my goals are to create the community within our office, but also to create the community with our patients. And we just had recently on Facebook, and we're streaming live right now on Facebook, that somebody says, you know, thank you for doing this, you know, you deserve it. And that was very nice, but it says, you know, you try to make us feel like you're part of the family. So I consider that a very successful comment. That makes me say, hey, some success there, because that's what we're shooting for. So thank you all who supported us in the past, and we appreciate it.
Highest compliment of all, really.
It is.
And
it's really great.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, I think y'all were celebrating that team spirit at Sweet Tea's in
Windsor? We had just, and so people want to know about safety, and so it's not something that's needed or required, but we voluntarily, 4 years ago, we decided that we wanted to become accredited, our surgery center. So we were successfully accredited and recognized by a federal agency, which really makes us feel good, and we just passed that again, so we did that, and then, of course, with the nomination, so it was any excuse to go to Sweet Tea, see our buddies over there, and Dennis, and Aloha, George, and so I took the team over there, and if you want to, again, see the photos, go on to our fan page on Facebook, and you can see the good time that we had.
Well, congratulations again. Thank you. And please take our thanks for voting historically for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center's Reader's Choice Award, and we thank you all for that. But it is coming up again. Go to the Facebook page. It's very easy because there's a link right there that will take you right through the steps.
That's
super
right.
Easy. Clickety clack clack, and it's done. And we really appreciate that. Now, as we're preparing for you, each and every one of you, thank you for being here. I'm like, okay, Dr. Tom, what would you like to talk about? And then I saw this acronym. I'm like, WFW. You know, you're always throwing me curveballs.
Right.
WFW.
So we wanted to go ahead and always try to get your attention, because why do I want to tune in and listen? So I thought a similar acronym sound a little bit, you know, maybe not so gracious as you said. So I put it up there and said WFW. In other words, what filler wear? And that's a very common question, and a little, sometimes a little difficult to go over in a short 30-minute Ask the Expert show. But I thought, what the heck? Let's give it a try in terms of for facial rejuvenation for both women and men. What filler wear? WFW.
Oh, okay, I like that because, you know, as I'm aging, I'm an aging baby boomer.
Okay.
The shorter the things, the better, because, you know,
right.
I may have the CRS syndrome, which I'm not going to go into right now. But at any point, yes, and it is. And I think since you and I began doing the show here on KSRO for Ask the Expert, the filler industry has gotten categorically more confusing because there are more products on. So you're like, okay, which one, where, what, why, when, how?
Right, and that's a good point. Actually, what we did was we just met with one of the representatives of one of the companies, one of the major companies who makes fillers. And I even had that comment with her about, okay, please don't tell me that your company's coming out with more fillers that's going to confuse confuse our patients. And indeed, they are going to be releasing two new ones, so I can tell you a little bit about that as well. So you're kind of getting the latest and the greatest here. So filler, just so we can backtrack a little bit. I've been at this business now for 20 years, and originally what happened is that a product came out, and we call them fillers, and they were used to fill lines. Okay, and initially it was collagen.
Okay.
And it was collagen that was made from various sources. One of the more common was bovine collagen, was from cows. And you had some problems with allergic reactions, so you had to skin test patients ahead of time before they could actually come in and get treatments. It was actually probably one of the nicest fillers in terms of natural results of injecting it into a line or into a wrinkle and having it look good. It was because it was collagen, was biological collagen. But the negative of it was potential for allergic reactions and the fact that it was gone clearly within about 3 months' time. So the companies did their due diligence, a lot of research, their R&D programs. And now really, when we talk about fillers, for the most part, 90% of them, what we're talking about is hyaluronic gels, or what we call hyaluronic acid. Mm. It's a biological gel or sugar. It's actually a sugar. It's a polysaccharide, for those who are a little bit more technical science techno nerds like me. Polysaccharide gel or a sugar gel. And it's ubiquitous. In other words, it's throughout the world in terms of in living matter, in living humans, living animals. We have this hyaluronic gel in our collagen. So it's created in labs, Robin, and we've been using it. And one of the very first ones that came along, which is still probably one of the more popular ones, is Restylane. And so if you're not really not in the cosmetic world or reading too much about it, most people know what Restylane is. It's sort of like the Botox. Botox is to relax wrinkles by causing some softening of muscle movement. Restylane was originally offered to the consumer to fill lines. And where it was first FDA approved was to fill the areas between the side of your nose to the side of your mouth. That's called the nasolabial fold. And so Restylane was developed there. Then we started to use it off-label, like with most of these cosmetic procedures. It gets FDA approved for one area. And then somebody says, aha, but wait a minute, why don't we use it here, here, and here? So Restylane is probably one of the most popular and still one of the go-to fillers that I like. So looking at that, then we had Juvederm come out. And I'm not going to list all of these because I think, Robin, where I would like to go, so it's not confusing, is let's pick an area and maybe with the most popular areas and then say what would we use there so that if you're taking notes, you can kind of jot this down.
That would be helpful. So I guess in what I would ask you is when patients come in, what are the areas that they're, you know, wanting to inject and create, you know, because everybody's different, yes.
Everybody's
but
different.
But a majority is statistic.
So there are basically three areas that I'm going to say are the main areas, and that they will come in and they will verbalize. And that will be under the eyes, okay, the hollow under the eyes or darkness under the eyes. That's one.
Okay.
Number two is going to be the lips. Okay, they want fuller lips or less vertical lines, less smoker lines.
Mm.
And number three will be the jowls, okay? So that's everybody, if you go from the side of your mouth down to the angle of your, down to your jawline,
right.
It's sort of the part that hangs down, and we all kind of put our hands on the side of our face and pull up and say, oh, I just want this much lip.
Yeah, just
right. So that's those are kind of the three areas. And so why don't we start with, let's start with, well, you pick it. Maybe with the lips, and then we'll go to the eyes, and then we'll go to jowls, because that's the more complicated
one. Okay, yeah, and I think, you know, everybody's different, but the lips are, that's a big deal.
Right, so the lips are big, and it's one of the areas that a lot of, especially younger people come. So we have two groups. We have a younger group that comes to see us, and then we also have an older group that comes because they develop what they call smoker's lines, and most of them will say, you know, I don't even smoke, but I have these vertical lines around my lips. So let's start off with the younger ones.
Okay.
So if you're a younger person in 20s, 30s, 40s, I'm going to even say maybe in your 50s, and you've maybe always have had thin lips, or you feel that your lips are beginning to disappear, what might we use in that area?
Okay.
So if you're looking for something that needs a little more volume, that's a little bit more robust, if you will, a little bit firmer, then I'm going to tell you that you want to stay with Restylane. So you want to use Restylane for the lips for increasing volume. If you need a little bit more lift, then you would want to use Restylane Lift. That's L-Y-F-T, right. Restylane Lift. Okay, so for firmness, more robust, I would use Restylane or Restylane Lift.
Okay.
Now, let's say you're in your 20s and you just want more volume, but you want softer lips, if you will. Your lips really haven't deflated, so and you're lucky because of that youthfulness. Then I may use Juvederm Ultra.
Okay.
Juvederm Ultra, J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M, Juvederm Ultra in the lips. It's soft, and so that's why I like Juvederm for those patients, because you're going to get a nice plumping, which is very nice, and it's going to feel soft and very natural. Restylane feels natural as well, but it's a little bit more firm. So maybe somebody in their 50s, 60s, and 70s where the lips just haven't they've deflated a fair amount, you may need some of that robustness to refill those lips.
Okay.
So I would use Juvederm Ultra for softer lips.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're beginning to look, for instance, at lip lines, Robin, and that's an area that's of concern. Originally, we were using Restylane and Juvederm in those areas, but those are tough areas. That's probably technically, and trying to meet patients' expectations, one of the tougher areas are these vertical lines.
Why is that?
They just, except for collagen, remember I talked about collagen at the beginning, which was the best for filling them. Up until recently, not many of the fillers took care of this, in my opinion, in a real nice aesthetic fashion. It kind of looked like you had filler there versus just softening these lines. So these lines come from many different reasons. One of them is you may need laser resurfacing, so you may need Fraxel, you may need CO2 lasering, but if we're just going to be using fillers, then there are two that I like.
Okay.
One is a Restylane product called Silk. Okay, so think silky smooth. And so it's softer. We use it to fill in lines. And I don't really like to use it so much to fill in lips because you can swell from that, okay?
Oh, you can,
But putting it into a line, for instance, in the lip lines that go up onto your mouth, that swelling is a good thing. So Restylane Silk is very nice. Another one on the competing side is actually of the Juvederm products, is Volbella. So V-O-L.
And wait, then, that's a new one.
Right, you're Volbella, just,
you're
V-O-L.
Throwing me curveballs here.
But Bella, like as you being
as
Italian,
hello,
means
yes.
Pretty lady or bella. So Volbella. And so Volbella is also very soft, and it doesn't swell as much as Restylane. Silk.
Okay.
So if you need a little swelling, you use the silk. But if you have just those fine lines, Volbella is very nice in terms of helping
good.
To soften. You like that?
I sounded
Chinese Greek. I sounded Italian there. Good. So we want to go ahead and we want to use Volbella. And with Volbella, it works very nicely, but it is softer. And so the way that it's chemically linked in the composition of the filler, it's not going to last as long. So let's backtrack. So Restylane in the lips, Juvederm Ultra in the lips, I'm going to tell people about 9 months. Okay, it doesn't last as long with any of these fillers the first time you use them.
Oh, okay.
But once you start using them and you're using it as maintenance, I'm going to tell you it's going to be about 9+ months. Okay, but don't believe all the advertising from the filler companies, because it never lasts that long.
Okay,
but about 9 months. Okay, then when you look at Restylane Silk, the silk product, or Volbella, the Juvederm Volbella, that actually is going to last about 6 months.
Okay.
So it's going to take a little bit more maintenance. All right. So as I said, those vertical lip lines are a little bit more difficult, but that's what I would use, would be Volbella or Silk in those vertical lip lines.
Well, if you can get that, the results that you're looking for, every 6 months isn't really that bad. And this is a lunchtime procedure.
That is absolutely
right?
A lunchtime procedure. We use a lot of ice to make it comfortable, or you can put on a topical anesthetic. So that's what I would do with the lips.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a little break here. So Facebook Live, KSRO listeners, hang in there with us. You are listening to Dr. Walter Tom. He is our medical director for the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center's 3 locations, Maui, Napa, Santa Rosa. Remember them at drwaltertom.com. We'll be back right after this on KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly 2 decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgiadair.com. That's georgiadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Learn tips from the pros in wildlife photography July 21st at the Safari West Wildlife Seminar and Workshop with Sigma and Shutterbug Camera Shop. You'll spend 3 hours roaming the grounds, photographing the animals that call Safari West home. And lunch is included. It's the Safari West Wildlife Photography Seminar with Shutterbug Camera Shop, July 21st. Visit Shutterbug and book your spot today.
Wisely doing what's best for our students and communities. That's State Senator Mike McGuire, standing up for our neighborhood public schools when he voted for AB 1505 and AB 1507. Two important bills that add more local control and increased accountability over charter schools and how they spend taxpayer money. So next time you see him, please thank Senator McGuire for putting kids before profits and doing the right thing for our neighborhood schools, teachers, and parents. Paid for by the California Teachers Association.
It's Paradise!
Paradise Pet Resorts welcomes your furry family members to go to paradise for the day. Try doggy daycare. It helps your dog socialize, learn dog etiquette, and get exercise. There's all-day supervised pup play, indoor and outdoor yards, and webcams so you can check on them from anywhere. Nobody loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resorts.
It's Paradise!
Thank you, our Mike behind the mic, Michael DeWald, who is our producer engineer here at KSRO. And
You are listening to Dr. Walter Tom, who is the medical director of the Aesthetics, Laser, and Vein Center in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Remember them at drwaltertom.com. 707-542-8346 is their number in Santa Rosa. And we are streaming live on Facebook. So thank you, all of you, for listening now. If you can't get us between 12:30 and 1 every week, you can go back to Facebook and watch these videos that we produce at any time. And the new and improved website, lovely. I love those pictures and the before and afters. Today, Dr. Tom is talking to you about fillers for the face in particular, which this industry has gotten so competitive, and there's so many things, and it's very confusing. So we appreciate you helping us drill down. And we kind of just picked the three areas. Dr. Tom said, let's just pick three, because there are a number of areas on the face that you may want a filler. We talked about the lips first, and now we're going to go to the eyes, because you said under the eye is a different area.
That's a very common area. Is it? It's so interesting, and a lot of young people, and when I say young people, we're talking about in their 20s and 30s are coming to see us. So part of it is we want our eyes to pop. And so part of it is just looking directly and the light striking our eyes and being seen by those around us. Another part of that, however, is having some volume underneath the eyes, because that's a reflection pad. If the area right underneath your eyes is deflated or hollowed under the eyes, the light hits that and bounces off, okay, and bounces down, where we want to build that area up a little bit. And so when the light hits there, it bounces up into our eyes. That's why when we smile, our eyes, even though we crinkle our eyes, our eyes sort of sparkle, because we bring our cheeks up as we smile and we pull the fat pad up there and it bounces off that area and reflects up into the eye. So that's just part of the optics of that.
Yeah.
So what's the best? I'm going to get right to it. So although there are a lot of new fillers out there, I'm going to tell you the one with the least problems, least complications is going to be Restylane.
Okay, oh,
so
okay.
Plain old, the very first one on the market, all Restylane right. Hyaluronic Gel. And so we can usually use a little cannula, a little blunt tube that we can sneak underneath the skin, and we use Restylane under the eye to fill that area up. So that's number one, Restylane. Okay, some of the other ones can be used, but they tend to have some problems with some blueness that can occur under the eyes called tindling. So I do like Restylane.
What's
for that.
Tindling
is some blueness that can occur, a blue hue that can occur.
Oh.
So let's stay with Restylane for under the eyes. One thing, though we don't think of it as a filler, but that can enhance the result, is using PRP, or platelet-rich plasma. And that's where we draw blood like you would go to a lab, spin it down, and we take the serum from your blood that's rich in platelets, which are healing factors. And we've been able to use even PRP alone to help with fine wrinkles under the eyes. But adding that with the Restylane at the same time, we actually enhance its both its effect as well as its longevity. So I like PRP with Restylane under the eyes.
You are so good at the combination therapy.
Right. Combination's always the best.
It's interesting how, I mean, it's just really interesting to see the way that the artistry of all of this is kind of, well, you're an artist, number one, and first and foremost, and you put your patients first. But dovetailing those two together, and as the industry has evolved, it's quite interesting.
It is very, and it keeps on growing. And there are about 100 fillers on the market in Europe, so we're lucky we have less than 20 right now, but let's keep on moving along.
All right, so the hollow under the eye, Dr. Tom recommends the Restylane and the PRP. And are we going to go to the jowl?
The jowl. So again, if you just take your finger and you touch the side of your mouth, go down to your jawline, that's the area that kind of hangs down, and then everybody kind of grabs their face and says, I just need this, okay?
Yeah.
So fillers are not the cure-all for that. If it's really bad, you'll need a facelift. We don't do facelifts in our office, but we would be happy to refer you to a few of our favorite people that do perform good facelifts in Sonoma County as well as in the city of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in terms of using fillers, so one of the areas that we did was we'd take some fillers and we would try to put some filler in front of the jowl, so just from the jawline up towards the lower lip of the mouth.
Okay.
And that can help a little bit, and so we can use Restylane, Juvederm, Juvederm Ultra, Ultra Plus. I like those because they're a little bit softer. So Juvederm Ultra, Juvederm Ultra Plus is really nice. But that area can cannibalize a lot of filler. In other words, it can take a lot just to begin to fill it up, and you begin to not get as much improvement by more and more that you inject.
Oh.
So actually, this is where if we're educating our patients a little bit goes a longer way, but also managing the expectations. You just can't keep on injecting filler in front of the jowls and expect them to be disappeared, okay? But you can inject a little bit in an area. So how else do we approach that? And again, I mentioned Juvederm Ultra Plus I really like in that area because it's a little bit softer, okay? So what we want to do is we want to fill up our cheeks, and when we say our cheeks, we don't want to give you chipmunk cheeks, but by adding volume in your cheeks, that's going to lift your face up a little bit. So the best fillers, in my opinion, for this area are going to be Restylane Lift, the LYFT one, which is a little bit more robust, and that's good. And that can last you up to about a year, okay? But there's another one from
amazing.
That's very good. And then there's another one from the competitor, and that's a Voluma, like volume, V-O-L-U-M. But then Voluma,
right.
And that's extremely robust. That really gives you a nice lift. It is more expensive, so when you come in, we'll go over all the cost of these different fillers with you. It does last about a year and a half. They say 2 years, but it's really about a year and a half, but it is more expensive.
Okay.
But Voluma is very nice in terms of putting it in the cheek and lifting up. So that's going to help in that area.
Yeah.
Okay. So in terms of trying to help with the jowls, a little bit of Juvederm Ultra Plus in front. Okay, and then a little bit more in the cheeks, and I'm going to recommend either Restylane Lift or Voluma. Voluma.
Now, is Voluma kind of like that? I'm going to bring in another Sculptra. Is kind of like the base. Is that what the Voluma is doing? Is kind of giving you that base?
So all of those, when we inject them in the cheeks, and that's a good question, is more structural, and that's what you're talking about. And just because of our limited time, Sculptra is really more of a powder that you mix with water, sterile water, and you inject it, and it fills up the face in areas that you can't typically use filler.
I see.
You can use Sculptra in the cheekbone area, but I prefer filler like Restylane Lift or Voluma.
Okay. But there is more structure to this. The Voluma.
You're right. The Voluma and the Lift is more robust, so you're going to see a more immediate bang for your dollar, where Sculptra takes time. It takes months for that to develop.
Okay.
So it's a more subtle look, and it's a very natural look, but it's better in the hollows of the cheek area. Lastly, where I would go in terms of trying to take care of this jowl is actually, believe it or not, adding volume from the angle of your jaw, which is at the backside of your jaw, towards your chin. And so part of it is we lose volume in that area there. And so that's where we're going to use some of the newer fillers, in my opinion, works really nice there. So I would be using Define, like you want to define something, D-E-F-Y-N-E. Define, and that's the Restylane Define. I know it's usually Restylane or Allergan's Juvederm, but Define I would use in that area. Another would be Volure. I know,
all
isn't this confusing?
It really is. That's why I'm glad you're here.
O-L-L-U-R-E, Volure. And they're a little more robust, but they're softer. Okay, so they're robust and soft. Soft. And so putting it along the jawline helps to soften. It helps to soften our jowl area.
Okay.
And that's what I would use in that area.
Well, there's so much.
There is, and we didn't even talk about a lot of other areas. Maybe this is, we'll continue, it'll be WFW2 for the next time we go live, which I'm hoping is next week.
And remember, consultations are complimentary always at the Aesthetic Laser and Vein Centers. All right. Thank you, Dr. Tom, for being here today.
Thank you, Robin.
And thank you, all of you, for listening, our podcasters, our Facebook Live people. Remember, go to the website, and you can go to Facebook anytime. And we hope to see each and every one of you back here next week from 12:30 to 1 with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO.